3X, mobile once again.
Three.
How'd you get out and do today, dude?
I want to go by Lowe's and get some door handles for in the house. You know, we had the everything painted, so I want to put some new door handles in there. And I got to get a piece of wood and got to go. I need to make a list where I need to go and some stuff I need to do. I'll forget. But I know I got to do that.
And you own a house, isn't it?
Yeah, door handle. I tell what gets me about door handles. They use those fine threaded screws, and it takes forever to screw those things. You know, the door handles?
And you can't get at them good either.
Understand why. You know, when you put it in there and you get it started, it's like 2 inches left that you don't even need. And then it's so fine, you got to sit there and turn and turn and turn. You know, it's not hard. It just, you stand there a little while. The hard part is getting the first one started.
Well, they got so many different thicknesses on doors, I guess is why they do it.
Yeah, too, because ours probably aren't that thick. We got room to run a lot thicker doors, I guess. But anyway, I'm going to get some of those and change those out and some other thing. I need to make me a list what I need to do. I tell you, I have to have a list. I go somewhere now. I can't remember everything.
Even with a list, I still end up making multiple trips.
While I'm here. Yeah, garbage bags. I want to get some more garbage bags, too, before I run out.
Remember and find your old carburetor adjusting tool and convert it over to Phillips. And that way you can run them screws in the door.
Yammer.
Adjusting tool where it had the, like, almost 90-degree turn at the end of it.
You had to get to the four corners. I know what you're talking about, yeah. They probably know what a carburetor is.
Surprised, most of them don't. And we put something like that on here, and they're like, what is this for? Airflow ratio meter adjuster.
That's what it is.
That's what I tell them, something like that.
Yeah, that's throwing for a loop. Like it's a toilet bowl. You know, that's how it works.
Throwing money down it, that's for sure. In there, go ahead.
Hey guys, if I just call myself 1 second, see me there. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Not yet, thank you guys. Carry on, W4FCM listening.
Good morning, Fred.
Here in Patrick, right?
I do. You sounding good.
Thank you. Yeah, some allergies. Boy, the pollen's just thick.
Jonathan, and he may be in there.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. Eventually, here in the next 15 minutes or so, he'll be on. I'll leave it on and catch him. But thank you, guys. Carry on, W4FCM.
Yeah, I didn't realize it's almost 6:30. What you doing not at work yet?
Make the vehicle switch. I'm on time.
Usually making your first stop just after 6.
Day of the week it is. Monday and Thursday are the early days.
After caught on to that. I get it now. See on the TV, it showed the time. I said, darn, it's 6:25. You're up. Where are you? I forget where you are on Wednesday.
I was rest this morning.
Yeah, a friend of mine got a business up there in Traveler's Rest.
That?
Spring Park, they call it, the golf driving range up there.
I think where that's at.
In the middle of town. If you're coming from, I guess from up your way, he'd be on your right as you're going toward 25.
Very, very seldom do I ever come down 276.
It's in, I guess you call that Main Street. He's on the main drag there, and he's been there for years and years, but he runs that driving range there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I don't normally travel that part of town, so it took me a minute. But I know right where you're at. He's right there next to the train.
In places, and that's right there, right in the middle of it. We golf a lot together a few years ago, and I just stopped playing golf. I got tired of it and just hadn't done that in 3 or 4 years. But I still, we still stay in touch.
There are games that it's more about the people you go with for me than the game. I enjoy playing, but only if I'm going with the right people.
Well, and that's what we did. Him and his sons, we go and play, and then John and I'd play a lot, you know, through the week and stuff, and just have fun. He helped me do things around the house here, and I'd help him do stuff on his equipment, do his welding and stuff for him on his tractors and stuff, and we played golf together. It was fun. We don't stay in touch as much as we used to, but they come down and hung out with us at the beach last year, and we goofed around a little bit. Didn't do any golf. Age?
Young then.
He's 50, 51, somewhere in there, but, oh, yeah, still plenty young. Patrick, I'd do anything I want.
Can't do it as long, right?
But I still can. When I was playing golf, I was up to about, I don't know, about 3 years ago, the last time I played, I was hanging with all the young in the 50s and in the 30-year-olds, and I was out there driving it with them past some of them all day long.
I'm glad you're feeling that good at your age and still able to get around as well as you do. I would have never guessed you were as old as you are.
No, I'm still good. Nothing hurts. I get out of bed first thing in the morning, a little bit stiff, but after about a minute or two, I'm loosened up, ready to go. But yeah, I feel like I could go out there and play all day long around the golf, even now. I'm not going to, but yeah, I still get around good so far. Dry up. I just want to go all at once.
It's slow decay.
Kids talking about, I said, Daddy, you need to start eating really healthy and stuff. I said, you know, if I eat healthy, I'm just going to die a slower death.
You are doing what you're doing, so I say, why change it now?
I had to do the Medicare thing. They want you to do that every year now, you know, Medicare physical. But I got my numbers. Everything was right in the middle of the green, even my what do you call it, A1C, that's what they really watch. And it was in the fives, so they said everything was perfect. You know, it says, especially for my age, it should have been higher.
I'm getting a knee for my 50th birthday.
Sorry, okay, you went, so they want to put the knee in.
I'm going for an MRI because he wants a better picture of it before he says a full knee. He's hoping he can still put a partial in.
What kind of, is that still the same length of rehab?
The benefit of it is later on in life when I need a replacement, they'll have more material to work with.
I mean, that'd be like getting two tires. I just get all four, you know? Yeah, I guess more stuff, yeah, more human stuff there to work with later on.
So that's why he wants to see if we can still get a partial in. Worried about some possible bone spurs on the outside of the knee. If that's the case, then he said, I'm having to deal with two pockets of the knee. That generally constitutes a full replacement. So we'll see. Waiting for them to call to schedule that.
People that's, several people's had knee replacements, and they were up and going the next, you know, the same day, actually, but one of them in a month, he was out playing golf, and the other one said, I'm going to have my other one done. I like this so good. And then they went and had the other one done, so evidently it's not bad.
In 2 to 3 months, 8 to 12 weeks, full recovery, not that you won't be up moving around right afterwards, but for a full back to normal life is 2 to 3 months.
People I knew didn't, of course, maybe they were still recovering, I didn't notice it, but we played golf and stuff, and they didn't have any problems with it.
100% right out of the gate, so that's what, that and they don't want me driving this truck for a couple of months because it's my right knee, not my left knee.
Got the timing out on that deal.
Trying to.
Where you coming from? Yeah, that could work out pretty good for you there. You have your little vacation.
Holding pattern, so we'll wait and see on that. I go back to April the 7th, I believe it is. Somewhere around there. I go to back to the doctor to find out for sure.
Wait, if you do it, when do you think the procedure may start?
All depends on what he finds in that MRI. He said he may do it immediately, or I may be able to put it off for just a little bit.
Gotcha. Well, either way, you'll have it done. You'll still be able to use it in the summer, I'm sure.
For me to wait and put it off till summertime, that way she's off and somebody's there to help take care of me. But as long as I can get in the house on level ground, I'm hoping I can move around okay.
You're going to need anybody to take care of you. You're going to do fine. Your first 2 or 3 days might be a little tough, but you'll get over that quick.
I'm not too worried about it right now. I mean, I can make it up and down the steps to the in and out of the house on one leg and two hands on the handrail, so I should be good either way.
Right now, you may be worse than when you're doing rehab right now, so who knows? I don't know. I know I'm glad I still got all my OEM stuff.
Happy that I'm losing the OEM parts, but, you know, it is what it is.
You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to grease those or anything, do you?
A lifetime lube in it.
I'll feel it anyway. It'd be metal on metal.
Bone on bone now, so it hurts pretty good.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's what Tony, his, some meniscus or something like that, some word, I don't, but it regenerates it or whatever, because he was that way, he had bone on bone, but it evidently, whatever they did, it regenerates. And he was telling me that it, his shoulder even feels better. He said it, evidently what it does, it regenerates all the joints in your body or something. He said his shoulder would bother, it doesn't bother him anymore since he had that stuff done, you know.
Ask about that, and he said I probably wasn't a good candidate for that, was what I had going on.
I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, if you go to a body shop, they're going to find some rust or something you need fixing, or if you go to a mechanic, they're going to find something you need to change, but when sometimes a simple oil change at Jiffy Lube will take care of it.
Unfortunately, it is that way, and tends to be all about the dollars.
I bet you could buy a brand new Toyota, brand new, take it home, wind about 10,000 miles on it and carry it to another dealership, and they find all kind of stuff you need to replace.
So it's sad that we live in a world that's all that people think about, but it is what it is. I can't change it now.
It is. Well, they're in business to replace stuff for you. That's just how it is.
Yeah. It's just a shame that nobody looks at the big picture and repeat customers, but there's no loyalty on the customer side, so the businesses are looking at it. Why should they be loyal to the customer? So I don't know what to do. How to fix that one, not even going to try.
Ben, Jonathan, or Fred, y'all want to holler at each other?
Hey,
think I'd like to call him again. KD4FDIW4FCM. Even listens and scary goes. Now he goes to work, but I think he has a call. Yeah, I'll get him. KD4FDIW4FCM. I'll just keep listening, guys. I'll be there very shortly. Thank you.
In any time you're ready.
Get this shop opened up here. Good to talk to you this morning, Fred. I hope you and Johnson connect there. And, you and Miss Vicky have a wonderful day and enjoy it. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Light finally. Good. W4FCM over the blinds here.
At you later on. I'm going to get out in the streets here in a little bit, and you'll be out there doing it too. So we'll catch you later. Enjoyed it. And Fred, take it over. You got it. N4AZE.